Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, everyone. We are back yet again with comicbook.com's official Pokemon podcast, A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. This is episode 23. I am here with co-host Christian Hoffer and decidedly not co-host Jim Viscardi. Hoffer, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I like the lack of any Geodude content that's coming this episode.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so for those of you who are new to this podcast, we usually have a third co-host here, Jim Viscardi. He's currently at New York Comic Con being too cool for all of us. So me and Hoffer are here, you know, repping the Pokemon fandom. This is actually the second time Jim has not been here in like the last month, and I've decided there's a 3 strikes, you're out rule within a month.
Yeah, so we'll Jim kick him off the island this, next time he misses.
We're going to have to, we'll have to have like a straight up Pokemon match to like decide who, like ranking order. But basically, this is the official Pokemon podcast here at comicbook.com. This is our 23rd episode, believe it or not. We kind of break this show up to in a couple parts. We talk about all things Pokemon news. We have some solid Pokemon Sword and Shield news, which is really exciting, as well as Pokemon Go, which literally just tweeted before we started this podcast. And then we do a really deep dive conversation, which we're going to be talking about the Pokemon anime, which is coming out in like a month or so, like the new one. Yeah. And then the fan favorite part, as we like to put it. Christian Hoffer wows us with often, you know, disturbing Pokemon facts that ruin our childhood and make us fear the franchise and the universe that Pokemon has created. So, yeah, we will get into all of that very shortly after this break. Not grape. Wow. So I'm back again. Let's see if I can avoid any more, you know, talking typos, because that was a great one. To start, Pokemon Go, Hoffer, I need you to break this down for me, because right as we were walking in to film this podcast, the official Pokemon Go Twitter was like, look at this really thick Team Rocket like member that we're adding to the game. And his name is Cliff, and he's wearing like uncomfortably short shorts. And I need you to tell me about him.
Well, so we've got these three Team Rocket admins, and their names are Cliff, Arlo, and Sierra, which like totally sound like army code.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, I'm pretty sure like I just went and checked to see if they like spelled out anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the most notable thing here, besides the fact that Cliff is like 3 times as large as anybody else in Pokemon Go, he's got a Pokeball beard.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, oh my God, it's crazy. So, like, if you zoom in, it's actually, like, a stylized Pokeball with, like, a little circle here and here, and it, like, curves out. It's like if Tony Stark did, like, beard sculpting in the Pokeball form. It's insane.
That's honestly genius, but I'm like curious, like the implications of like manscaping now in the Pokemon universe.
Well, I just want to know when we can get Pokebeard facial hair.
I mean, I'm sure somewhere it exists. I just don't know who has already made it exist, and I would like to meet that person ASAP. But like, you're growing a beard right now, you can do it. I sadly will not be able to contribute to this effort. Unfortunately, despite all wishes. But Hoffer, you're really gonna have to rep for us here. Jim doesn't have a beard right now, so he's further away from this goal than you are. Do you think you can do it?
Like I said, I'll talk to my wife Mm-hmm. See if she'll divorce me if get a Pokeball and get back to you.
All right. Well, I feel like your kid would be a solid supporter of this. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. No doubt. So these reveals have been, have they been teased? Is this part of like the new Team Rocket initiative for Pogo?
So they start teasing earlier this week, the Pokemon Go Twitter account mentions like, oh, we found this corrupted folder on Professor Willow's computer. And everyone thought, oh, it's his porn folder.
Ah, yes, naturally. Yes. It's his V-cards. He stores his Pokemon V-cards in there.
Oh, my God. So then everyone thought it was a Rotom reference. And then they start posting pictures of these Pokemon Go admins. And so last night, they posted the new loading screen, which shows Giovanni standing in front of the Viridian City Gym, along with these three admins and a bunch of new Shadow Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. So are we getting new Shadow Pokemon down the line with this, we're assuming?
We should get new Shadow Pokemon. We don't know what these admins are going to do. We don't know if they're going to be like new bosses or if they're just going to pop up or what they're going to do whatsoever. We also don't know if this means Giovanni's coming.
Yes, that's what I'm excited about, because as a steadfast anime fan, Giovanni was always like this slick, like kind of like strangely like mysterious character, but like I just always had a great appreciation for Giovanni, if not just because he had a Persian and I was like insanely jealous, because that was a very beautiful Pokemon in my opinion. So I'm curious to see how Giovanni might come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and he might actually have a Shadow Persian.
Okay. Because I would want that.
They showed like a little Shadow Meowth like popping out behind like one of the pillars. Mm-hmm. So, now they're thinking that Shadow Meowth is coming.
Oh, man. I feel like that's necessary. I mean, especially with the summer, they had the Jesse James Team Rocket stuff. Like, and now we're going to have what seems to be like a full-blown Team Rocket invasion with the admins and Giovanni. Like, it's Meowth. Meowth is basically the Pikachu for Team Rocket. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's time. It's time to rise up and, I wouldn't say worship, because that's a little bit weird, but respect our Meowth overlord. that's my status on that. So, yeah, Pogo seems to be doing something interesting. I'm excited, especially because the summer stuff that they did with Team Rocket went so well. Like, that was such a great story addition. I hope this continues on with it, because Pogo could definitely do some sprucing up in light of the aftermath of Pokemon Masters, I might say.
Yeah. Which, speaking of Pokemon Masters, they announced that it made like $33 million in the first month, but like 75% of it was the first week, and they just have done nothing afterwards.
I mean, yeah, like, because at first, for that first week, the grinding was okay. And then it wasn't okay. For me, the grinding was okay for maybe like 2 hours. And like, if I was going to put any money into it, that was when it happened. But like, Jim was really into it for that first week and then stop.
Yeah.
So
I think Jim is the perfect test market for these Pokemon mobile games.
Yeah.
If you can't hold Jim's interest, then you got nothing.
Yeah, you're just out. So Pokemon Masters, not quite lived up to the expectations, but Pogo is going to be doing great things. However, I really need to talk about Pokemon Sword and Shield with you, because we just got like several very interesting feature announcements for the games and like kind of story plot elements. So why don't you break down those big reveals for us?
Well, so the first thing, there will be autosave.
Oh, boy.
This is a first for the franchise.
Yes.
However, you can turn it off.
Oh, yeah. I will probably turn it off, to be honest with you.
I haven't decided yet. But XP share will also be baked into the game. So it's no longer something that you get at the very beginning of the game and that it's an item that you turn on off. Sorry. So this time it's just like built in. So everyone on your team gets the XP.
Huh.
There's not going to be any hidden machines, which we kind of knew. Yeah. They got rid of those in Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And finally, we'll have 18 gems.
I am so excited for these gems.
Yeah. And well, the crazy thing is, they're going to be split up between major leagues and minor leagues. So it's literally like a soccer, like mm-hmm. soccer leagues. So you got like the Premier League and then you got the Champions League.
Yeah.
Like, or not the Champions League, League One. I forget how it works.
Yeah, like major and minor league football. I mean, yeah. Baseball, LOL. I don't know anything about sports, so just ignore any of my fumbles here as I use sports terminology with fumbles. But I saw that news about the 18 gyms. I was just like, wow. I'm also curious. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be divided evenly, like 9 and 9 gyms per league. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious, though, like, do in order to do the major leagues, do you have to complete the minor leagues first and then you graduate to the major leagues? And if that's the case, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of gamers who really wish that there were fewer minor league gyms than the major league gyms, because I'm sure a lot of gamers are going to come into this like us who, you know, have played all the games. They know the gym hustle. They know that they got to grind it out, and they're going to be like, I have to do 9 of these before I can do like the actual gyms.
I don't think it's going to be like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that the minor leagues, you'll get some benefit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the major leagues is your path to the Elite Four, mm-hmm. or just the Pokemon Champion, because they're doing the tournament style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like the minor leagues will probably be optional things. But I think mm-hmm. that's still pretty cool that we'll get a Pokemon gym for every type.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Also, definitely going to mess up all of my strategies that I have with like assembling Pokemon parties, because I'm going to have to tailor them more specifically to each of my gyms. That's kind of like one of my big goals with the game, is like I'm really bad at doing that, like type advantage, and it makes my life, it doesn't affect anyone else, it just makes my life more difficult when I go to like do gyms. Like, why can't I beat this person? Well, it's because I'm absolutely doing the opposite type advantage I need to. But yeah, I think the 18 gyms are cool. I would actually be like a fan if you had to do all the minor league to do the major league. I'm sure that would make a lot of fans very angry, because that's just going to be some unnecessary grinding. But I'm curious to see the difference between the two. I'm sure Nessa is going to be in the major leagues.
Yeah,
they've promoted her too much.
Yeah, and that people swole grass guy.
Yeah. Now I'm curious, because isn't there supposed to be 2 different gyms, like gym exclusives? That's kind of the rumor that's going on with the.
Well, no, they confirmed that.
Oh yeah, they confirmed it with the latest. So like, I'm curious if there's going to be anything else different with it.
Yeah, who knows?
I really want that ghost gym, but. That's Shield, correct?
Yeah, that's
Shield. And I'm not doing Shield.
Yeah, because you want your Sirfetch.
Yep, I mean, honestly, who doesn't want Sirfetch'd? So, with Pokemon Sword Shield, we have that, those new announcements. But most importantly, we're getting, like, a super big live stream for the game.
Yeah, this one's crazy. So, this is a live camera feed of an area in the Galar region. And so, it's going to turn on Friday mm-hmm. and run through Saturday morning, and something surprising may show up.
So it's going to be basically like those like Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, like documentaries where they stick a camera in the forest and try to find Bigfoot, or exactly. like jaguars in the forest.
Yeah. So I'm really curious to see what new Pokemon we get and what else they'll throw at us. Mm-hmm. And also, if people will actually watch for 24 hours straight.
I am sure some of the bigger, like dedicated fan sites are going to be like live tweeting and like hating their lives. So I'm sure you will too, because you're a Poke journalist, Hoffer.
Yeah, but I have standing Friday plans.
You're not just going to occasionally check the feed on your phone?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. But I'm not going to be, like, watching it 24 hours. I have another job. I have a family. True. I play D&D on Fridays.
Oh, man. It's just your two different loves pulling you in two different directions, Hoffer. Well, I'm curious to see what will happen. I mean, they're saying something special. I feel like it's going to be just, like, a bunch of really cute, like, Pokemon interactions. Or, probably. Like, curious Pokemon, like, walking up to the camera and, like, smiling at it and, like, poking at it. And then, like, 22 hours into it, like, right before the end, you'll start getting the tease. And then it's going to be, like, either new Pokemon reveal, or maybe we'll see some like the legendaries or something like that we haven't seen before. Since it'll be like a remote camera, the legendaries might be like, oh, what is this? So
I'm really hoping that we get this rumored evil legendary that like shows up and eats the camera at the end.
That would be horrifying. Also, I'd be really concerned about what that would do to the Pokemon.
The other Pokemon would run.
True. I don't want it to be like a suit. I don't know. I'd be interested. Like we have, like my favorite thing that I've seen the meme with the evil Pokemon has been like we have a sword Pokemon, we have a shield Pokemon, we need like a gun Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because like that's never really been a thing. But then you have, you know, series like Digimon that are like we just have Digimonsters that are literally just guns. They're just machine guns. So I'd be interested. I know that's not going to happen, but that's just like the meme talk of the internet right now. Do you have a suspicion other than the evil legendary rumor?
I don't really know. This is another really creative way that they're promoting the game.
Mm-hmm.
24-hour live stream. I hope it's better than the Pokemon Go live stream that they did, which was just pictures of the Team Rocket grunts laughing.
Yeah.
That was lame.
That was not great. I think I know what it'll be. I think it's going to be Vaporeon.
No.
And I feel like it also will be Bulbasaur.
I'd be okay with this.
Taking out a Geodude.
It was just Bulbasaur, Vaporeon. Just being the snot of
it. Beating it down. You know, a Graveler comes in, tries to help, out.
It's being down.
Golem. Or no, out.
It's like that JoJo's meme where it's like the two guys and they're beating up on somebody and the third person shows up and there's a pause.
Yeah.
And suddenly he starts joining in on the beating.
Yes. Poor Geodude. No one's here to step up for it.
It's okay.
It's all right.
He'll manage mainly because he's fictional.
Well, finally, to talk about our last fictional Pokemon for the quick kind of news reel is Mime Jr. is coming to Poco.
Yes. So this is the baby version of Mr. Mime. It's exclusive to Europe.
Of course.
And you can only hatch it in eggs.
That's really useless to us here in North America.
It is indeed.
Well, that's good. Great for all of the European people out there who really just need a Mime Jr. and need to get their steps in for their day. Yeah. Need to go walk an egg out.
I was about to say, just an absolutely useless Pokemon. And that's why they just kind of tossed it in as an afterthought.
Yeah. It's not really worth making a big stink over. Of course, now I'm sure we're going to get like a bunch of Twitter replies from people being like, I am the biggest Mime Jr. stan ever.
There are 16 of us.
Yes, there
are. Respect us.
So it seems like Pogo has some things going forward. Pokemon Sword and Shield, it really feels like we're starting the climb towards new information. It's October now, officially. The game comes out in November. Yeah.
Like 45 days.
Yeah, like there's it's ticking down. The countdown to more information is coming out. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Just need some more information. So, and also in news of things we're excited about, the Pokemon anime is doing some big things. So we will talk about the big shakeups coming to the series after this quick commercial break.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, Hoffer. The Pokemon anime is actually like trying to shake things up.
It is.
It's very much trying to be different than what it's usually been for the last 20 something years.
Yes, Ash will have to share the spotlight.
I know.
For the first time ever.
I know. It's not. So basically, for those of you who do not know, Pokemon the series Sun and Moon is coming to an end. The kind of last episode titles and synopses have come out. It'll be ending, you know, end of October, very beginning of November. There's like 3 or 4 episodes left to go. Prior to this, Ash won his first regional Pokemon League. He's the Alolan League champion. He's now fighting or battling Professor, I never say his name right, Kukui?
Kukui?
Kukui. I never say it even though I'm watching the anime. I'm like, I should know how to pronounce it by now. But as Pokemon Sword and Shield is coming out, there's a new generation, a new anime is coming out. The first teaser trailer for that released over the weekend, and it confirmed that Ash will be a co-lead protagonist with a new character who also appears to be eternally 10 years old, named Go.
They just named him after the app.
Yeah, I mean, if it's one of their biggest moneymakers ever. Of course they're going to channel into that. You know it's only a matter of time before Go will show up in the game to promote the anime.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to see how they sync up like this.
Yeah, so it's just...
Go ahead.
It's just, I don't... I have so many questions because every way they've described it, Ash will still be a part of the anime. I know there was a lot of concern about him leaving since he won a league, but it has said he's... nowhere near becoming a Pokemon master. So he still has things to do. But he's going to be like on equal footing in terms of star power with Go. So like, are they
I wonder if this is the transitional like series. If Ash is getting like put out to pasture.
Oh, that's sad. With just some Wooloos. He's just out there rolling away when he's fearful of things. I mean, I feel like it could be, depending on, like, what he does in the Galar region, if he makes it even closer to becoming a master. And just slowly the anime begins, like, differentiating between Ash as he's, like, going up in ranks to other characters. I'm curious, though, like, does this mean Go and Ash are going to be traveling together during this anime? Or is it going to be, like, half the episode is dedicated to Ash, the rest of it is dedicated to Go? Is it going to interchange? Like, I'm really curious about what the pacing and framing of this is going to be like. Because, like, when Ash has traveled with companions before, I mean, arguably, like, those are also co-leads for the series. It's a little bit less like that in Sun and Moon because there was just so many of them. But, like, when he was traveling with just, like, 2 or 3 companions, they very much also felt like lead characters. But everything about this upcoming anime series really seems to differentiate that, like, Go is a main protagonist. So yeah. I'm curious to see what the pacing will be like for them.
The thing I'm curious about is, you know, Go's goal in the series is to catch them all. Like, literally.
Like, literally. He's going to be busy.
No, go ahead.
I'm just going to say he's going to be real busy because 800-plus Pokemon.
Well, yeah. And the other thing... is that, you know, the poster shows all these legendary Pokemons. And so it's like, Go just going to be, like, catching these things left and right?
Yeah.
You know, like, it took Ash 20 years to catch a legendary Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would just, like, really tick me off if, like, Go's, like, third day on the job. He's like, oh, I got an Articuno.
Yeah. That's what I'm curious is, like, what is the power scaling going to be like for this? Because, again, like you just said, we have 20 years with Ash of, like, working with him, getting to know his strengths and weaknesses and, like, watching his journey to become a master. I'm curious if they'll introduce Go as, like, he's also been doing what Ash Ketchum's been doing for 20 years. Or, like, if they'll try to introduce him that way or if he will very much be, like, a new trainer who just naively is, like, I saw a Mew when I was little. I want to catch it.
Do you think he's going to be the Poochie of the Pokemon franchise?
I feel like no. I feel like if the Pokemon company was going to be this decidedly all in on the character, they've really worked on it behind the scenes, I hope. But... I mean, again, I'm just so confused because, again, the poster, I mean, the whole shtick of this series is it is based on Generation 8. Go's Pokemon partner is a Score Bunny. So he is presumably from the Galar region. And that the series follows Ash and what I can only assume Go too as they travel through all the regions of the Pokemon universe. So I'm sure they'll start in Galar, you know, to kind of tie in with the promotion of the video game. But they're also going to be traveling. And it says that, like, basically any and every Pokemon is game to show up in this anime. So a lot of, I will say, interesting conversations have cropped up online about how the anime meant to promote Pokemon Sword and Shield will have the national dex available to it when the game itself will not. You can make of that what you will. There's some people who are very angry about it, and there's some people who just think that's absolutely hilarious. I'm curious, though, if this is trying to do, like, something different for the Pokemon series in the way that it's not meant to strictly be promotional, or if it's just wanting to open its horizons a little bit, or maybe there's, like, way more travel opportunities in Sword and Shield than we're ever going to realize.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be insane. That would be the most insane thing, is that when this anime drops. I mean, the anime, it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but the new poster said it was coming out in November, correct?
Yeah.
November 17th. And what day does the game come out?
November 15th.
Mm. So, I mean, imagine how crazy it would be if, like, they release a trailer for the anime and then they're like, you can travel to literally every region. And then, like, they're like, also, you could do this in the game. I think people would, honestly, I think the internet would explode.
Oh, it would be awesome.
Everyone would, I feel like there would, okay, people would still complain about the whole national dex. But I'd be like, that would explain so much. They couldn't put all the Pokemon in because they were literally trying to, like, let you go to all of these places. Or, like, even just parts of them or something.
Yeah.
I would love that. I feel like it's not ever going to happen. It's a pipe dream. But that would be so cool.
I don't know. I think they're trying to push and change the franchise and make it go in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really curious to see what happens here, both in the anime and in the games.
Mm-hmm. And plus, personally, just for me as an anime animation lover, there is a new redesign for the Pokemon anime. Ash looks different than he did in Sun and Moon. It's kind of like a really weird but satisfying hybrid of, like, the cartoony nature of the Sun and Moon. But there's, like, more sharp, like, facial features and, like, lining to them, like, that there was in the original Pokemon, like, series from 10 years ago. I really enjoy the design so far. So
his eyes creep me out a little.
The eyes creep me out a little bit in like the static character designs. I feel like once he's actually moving, it won't be as weird. Yeah. That's my hope. That's usually how it works with anime. Anime eyes usually creep you out because they just stare into your soul. And then when they start moving, you're like, oh, okay, this is bad.
Well, he looks like an oversized, like, Bratz doll with those big eyes.
Yeah, that's really not a flattering look, but I can at least appreciate it. I'm definitely a fan of the redesign. It seemed to have gone over really well with the fandom. I mean, when this trailer dropped and with the poster dropped, everyone loved it. Also, I would just like to point out, there's, like, this crazy rumor going on right now that in the poster, you see Ash's Charizard, and there's, like, a little Charmander riding on his back. And everyone's just like, Ash's Charizard had a baby.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, become this whole meme. Like, I saw someone, like, posted a fan fiction about Ash's Charizard raising a child. And I was like, this poster has been out for what? This is ridiculous.
That's also terrifying.
Like, kudos to those people. I'm very excited to see what this anime have to offer. They're still teasing, like, next week we'll get more information about it. Mm-hmm. Basically, every week until Sword and Shield comes out, we're going to be getting an anime update, a trailer, or stills, or information on the characters to kind of seed excitement. So I'm excited to be talking about the anime.
Yeah.
Now if they'll just simulcast it in the U.S., I would
never happen.
I just want it so much, Hoffer. Do not ruin my dreams. Well, the anime is doing great, but the thing that I'm now interested to talk about is the fan favorite part of this podcast. Hoffer, I feel like we really do need a jingle for this, but it is time for the PokeFact of the week.
Okay. Since it's October, let's talk about some ghost-type Pokemon.
Mm.
One of my personal favorites is Mimikyu.
Oh.
So Mimikyu has this ability that when it takes damage, it can like kind of protect itself because it's wearing a costume. So you'll like see the costume's neck break. And it's really creepy because you're literally watching a Pokemon's neck break.
Yeah.
But what's even more heartbreaking about it is what happens afterwards.
What happens, Offer?
So, Mimikyu has to fix his costume.
Aww. And
it cries because apparently it's really hard to fix. And so it, like, cries at night, fixing its little, like, Pikachu cosplay.
That's
so, yeah.
Horrifying.
I know. Like, it's like we're literally, like, busting up some kid's costume whenever we send it out into battle. And people know this, and they're like, nope. Like, burn that costume to hell.
I'm legitimately, like, first, that's sad. Like, Pokemon crying, never a good thing. If you've seen the first Pokemon movie, you know it's upsetting. Secondly, Mimikyu is already having such a hard time, like, as just a Pokemon in general. It's had a hard life. And then also, just from a way too realistic standpoint, as someone who's been to so many, like, Comic-Cons and conventions and anime-cons, when you mess up your cosplay, it is, like, heartbreaking.
It is.
It is legitimately upsetting.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense in a practical level.
Yeah.
But, like, who the hell thought of this?
A cosplay.
Like, oh, yeah. it's like, let's make sure that we have everyone know that Mimikyu worked really hard on this costume, and it gets really sad that you break it. Oh, and by the way, that's its default feature.
Mimikyu. At least it's cute. At least Mimikyu always has cute. It is an A-plus cosplayer. I would give it an award if I were judging a cosplay convention or anything like that.
Every time I see a Mimikyu casual cosplay, mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. Like,
yeah.
I've seen, like, I saw, like, three or four of them over the summer, and it's great.
They're just, like, I mean, I wouldn't say they're easy to do, but, like, if you do it right, like, it's adorable.
It is.
I just love that Mimikyu has such a fandom behind it.
Mimikyu, first in our hearts.
First in our hearts.
Other than Bulbasaur.
And Vaporeon. But way above Geodude. Like, so far ahead of Geodude, that, like, Geodude's not even, like, on the register anymore. Not even on the Pokedex. It's out. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, Geodude is, like, number 800 of 800.
Yeah.
Well, of 802, followed by Graveler, and then Golem's at the bottom.
Yes, absolutely. We just have to let them all be down there. Well, that is all of our news for the day, talking about the anime and Pokemon Go as the march continues towards Pokemon. Wow, that would be an excellent Pokemon. That needs to be...
Got some Tepig on the brain.
Yeah, man, I'm apparently just really hungry for lunch. But for Pokemon Sword and Shield, as that march continues, we will be here to be your source of all things Galar region. Eventually, Jim Fiscardi will be back, so
maybe
you can talk about Geodude to him when he shows up. You can find him on Twitter at Jim Viscardi, I believe. That's what he says every week when he's here. You can talk to me on Twitter about Vaporeon, basically exclusively, or other Pokemon. I will digress. At Megan Peter CB.
And you can find me on Twitter at Choffer, Cbus.
Yes. And if you want to listen to more, I mean, this is episode 23. There is tons of Pokemon goodness and facts in here. Way more disturbing facts that Choffer has shared to us about Poliwhirl and all sorts of Pokemon that you probably wish you wouldn't know, but you're going to learn. You can find this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite shows weekly. We are on. You can ask Alexa to play the show. If you have Alexa at your disposal, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. I mean, you can find us basically anywhere you want to find us. So we have plenty of episodes to listen to. You can catch up plenty ahead of time for Pokemon Sword and Shield, as well as the new Pokemon anime. We are always excited to talk about Pokemon and to hear from you. If you leave a 5-star review for this podcast on iTunes, And we read it on air, which we will do again whenever Jim Viscardi returns, because he is the manager of shipping out our prizes. We will send you a comic book t-shirt. Hoffa, yes. Do you have yours yet?
No.
Well.
You know, and I got a delivery from the home office, and there was no t-shirt in it. Like, what the hell, guys?
I'm so sorry. That's honestly heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Well, Hoffer might not be able to get one, but you can get one. You can get a t-shirt if you leave us a 5-star review. So yeah, continue to listen to us. Leave a comment. Let us know how we're going. We love to hear from you. And we will be back next week with Jim, without Jim. Who knows? Either way, we will continue to hassle Geodude for you.